the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Jensen Arm says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Dr. David Kennedy. Dr. Kennedy is a dentist who has dedicated his life to trying to inform the people about the dangers of fluoridated water. Also, he gets into the background of the other mercury that's in ordinary fillings. And although many dentists have actually stopped using the conventional fillings, recognizing the fact that they were putting in mercury into people's mouths that it was leaching out and creating all sorts of problems. But today, most dentists still insist that water fluoridation is good. Why? Well, because that's what they've been taught. But recently, in one of the leading news of medical magazines out of England, an article coming out of Harvard basically analyzed the various reports we have on the effect of fluoride in the drinking water and found out that the vast majority of the studies show that it actually harms the brains of children. This got a very, very brief mention in a couple of articles, and then totally suppressed. They don't want to talk about this. Why? Because they're poisoning your children, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning your children. They're poisoning your grandchildren. They're poisoning you. They know what they're doing. Dr. David Kennedy, you pick up the story because you've given your life to trying to get the truth out about water fluoridation. Are we making it progress? Are people beginning to understand that the media is controlled, they've been lied to, and that they're poisoning our children?
I think a lot of the public do understand. Some of them don't, but you know, it's moving in that direction. But, you know, you just don't get any movement at all among the dentists, and that's because they're young kids, they go to school, and there's a person at the front of the class that tells them blah, 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 and so they believe the stuff that's coming out of that person's mouth. The curriculum in the dental schools is controlled by a trade association, the American Dental Association, and they make money off of fluoride products. They've got patents, they've got their seal of approval, they've got many different ways of generating income, and they just don't want to give up their money. So I said there's 11 reasons for fluoridation, and it's called money, 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 money. And it doesn't have anything to do with teeth. It's not a good way to prevent tooth decay. It's not even very effective. But it's very profitable to the people that have that stuff to get rid of. I'm not talking about toothpaste. I'm talking about water fluoridation, where they're using raw, untreated, hazardous waste, adding it to the water, claiming it's good for your children. And if you could do the math, you could just do the calculations. The amount of arsenic in there is going to increase the number of bladder and lung cancers. The silica fluoride that they're adding is not normal fluoride, not natural fluoride. It's a man-made product. It attracts lead. So it brings lead into the bodies of the children. So, you know, even if you love, you know, brushing your teeth with fluoride, taking lead into the body of a child is going to harm that child for a lifetime. That's immoral. That's unethical. And that's what they're doing. But, you know, you get, well, it's recommended. Well, I don't care if it's recommended. I want to know what dose you think is safe for a child. Well, that would be infinitesimal. That's what the baby receives from breast milk. You can poison the mother almost to death with fluoride, and it doesn't come out in their breast milk. So why do we put it in the tap water? If you've got a formula-fed baby that has formula made up with the municipal tap water, they're given a dose that is many-fold higher than is known to harm that baby. So that's not appropriate. If the water's not safe for a baby, it's not safe for anybody else. And a baby drinks its weight in water every 3 to 4 days. Well, that's an enormous amount of water. And so if you've got chemicals in the water that are harmful, even at a very low level, you're going to harm the most vulnerable in our society, and that would be the elderly whose kidneys may not work as well as they used to, people who have deficiencies of calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, iodine, selenium. Those things all mitigate the harm from fluoride. There are a lot of people that are deficient in iodine. It's going to harm anybody that drinks a lot of water, and that would be like an athlete or an outdoor worker, that the farmer out there throwing up the hay bales, you're going to drink some water, right? So it's insane to think that you can put a chemical in the water and not overdose some people with that chemical, and that's exactly what has happened with the water fluoridation. And,
David, why don't you tell our listeners about this latest study that came out and was published in Lancet magazine? What did this study show about, and didn't it come out somehow related to Harvard University? Didn't it definitely show that this is actually harming the brains and intelligence of our children? Would you tell that story, what this is really all about?
They were for a whole series of, for many years, decades, that there were a whole series of studies showing that children in high fluoride areas, which was, I think, considered about 4 parts per million, kind of like Dighton, Kansas, well water, and versus the children in a low fluoride area, like, you know, 0.3 or something like that, San Diego, over and over again. And there were studies that came out, and then everybody kept criticizing, oh, well, they didn't control for this, they didn't control for that. And this went on, there were like, I think 36 of them piled up after a period of time. And so Anna Choi and Sin Guifan and Philippe Grandjean took the best of these studies and that had controlled for other variables, lead, arsenic, and so forth. And they analyzed did what's called a meta-analysis. They put them together and analyzed them, and it was really, really clear that the more fluoride these children were exposed to, the more damage there was to their intelligence. And that came out in 2012. And you should hear the advocates for fluoride in the water. Oh, this isn't relevant, la, la, la. Those are Chinese studies. You know, those Chinese people, and on, all this racist talk. And what is interesting about that, if you look at some of these studies, some of them actually had measured the daily dose by measuring urine. You know, urine, if the children are have healthy kidneys, half of the fluoride in the urine is excreted, half of it's retained. So you can just put the number 2 in front of whatever you get out in a day, and you've got the daily dose. They actually had some studies that had done daily dose. They all showed the same thing. There's no conflict in the data. The only conflict is in the people that are making money advocating for this. So they immediately began their spin doctors out there trying to say, oh, it isn't so, it isn't so.
Hold it, David Kennedy. Anybody else in the audience has a question? 1-877-254-5444.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, You get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dan, this is morning, Dr. David Kennedy. Our telephone number, if you have a question for David, 877-254-7524. But what we're talking about is a planned program to certainly poison a nation. And basically, of course, they know the impact, all sorts of studies, IQ studies. In fact, Dr. Kennedy has some excellent DVDs we carry. And they go into China and they show you the difference between the schools where they come from areas where the water is fluoridated and schools where the water isn't fluoridated. And the children are just so remarkably different. That was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. David, you want to talk a little bit about that? And if you're out in the listening audience and you have any question about how they're poisoning our children and they know what they're doing, why give us a call, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah, in 1999, my wife and I were invited to the fluoride arsenic conference in Shenyang, China, and we tagged onto that a tour of the low and high fluoride areas of China, where all these studies I was talking about a little bit ago had come out of, and the Chinese Department of Health has a department called the Department of Endemic Disease Control. Endemic means it's in the area. And so they were our host, and they took us to areas where they had drilled new wells and found low fluoride water. And then they took us to areas that they didn't have the money to fix, really. And they had people who were still drinking hand-dug wells, you know, that... when you dig a well with a shovel, you know, where do you stop? You stop when the water gets up to you about your neck, right? So these are wells that are near the surface, and that they had levels that ranged between 4 and up to 8 parts per million fluoride. And the difference in the children was just remarkable. We went to the school where they had the good water, and the kids are bouncy and happy and giggly, and they're just like any other ordinary, grade school kids. And they'd actually been called in the summer to see us. And then when we got to the area that still high fluoride in Inner Mongolia, these kids were just lethargic, and they all had crooked teeth. You know, you say, well, you know, it just affects their brains. No, it affects everything about their parents were crippled in their 30s and 40s. They were Their joints were locked up so that they couldn't stand up straight. The kids, even when they were in grade school, you know, their arches of their mouth had formed and become crooked, and their teeth were sticking out. And none of that in the low fluoride area. So, you know, that there's a whole host of unintended consequences that when you allow a child to swallow fluoride, that it's a cascade of events. Even how fluoride supposedly prevents tooth decay should be of cause to concern, because it inhibits the ability of the bacteria to make energy. Well, how does that differ from humans? It doesn't. We've got the same systems. So that's why they're lethargic. They're being poisoned in their daily life by the fluoride in the well water that they're drinking. And It's in our country, we don't have that much fluoride in the well waters of most areas. There was some in southern Colorado back in the turn of the century and Dighton, Kansas, where my uncle was from. But what we have is we actually import fluoride from China, Mexico, Japan, Belgium, and Florida to put in the water supply, because we have the United States Public Health Service advocating that we do that. And so it's insane. It doesn't make any sense at all that we put a deadly chemical in the water supply, and because you can't control dose. And now that we've got all this data showing that it's damaging children's IQ, it's harming bones, it's ruining joints, it suppresses thyroid, you know, the blah, blah, blah about obesity. Well, you know, what keeps your body and generates energy is your thyroid. And, well, fluoride damages the thyroid. They used it as a drug for the first half of the last century to kill the thyroid. Well, now everybody's thyroid's getting killed with the amount of fluoride in toothpaste. They've got dental fillings that leak fluoride. They've got sealants that the school nurse is unlawfully applying to children's teeth. They've got the mouth rinse programs in school that have the children swallow that. They say, oh, let's put that out. Well, you know, measure their body. It goes up in fluoride if they in this program. So maybe they can't spit it all out. You know, it's a very noxious agent that goes right through skin. So if it goes through skin, will it go through the tissues of your mouth? Why, yes, it will. So in China, their government is working day and night to lower their fluoride exposure. They've got a whole army of doctors. I mean, we met many of them. There were hundreds of people involved in correcting and lowering the fluoride level in these communities where they had natural fluoride in the water. In our country, we've got thousands and thousands of dentists and hygienists and public health people working to increase our exposure. And there's something wrong with that. And it's a total waste of money. We got everybody talking about, oh, how we're wasting money. Well, that's the biggest waste of money I've ever seen, that there's no benefit whatsoever. And the only people that benefits is an industry that's in another country or the largest privately owned corporation on the planet, Cargill down in Florida. So we have only industry making profits, and harm is coming to the people. And that's to me, that's not the way we're supposed to be running this country. And it's not the appropriate way. So now we've talked a little bit about IQ. What did they do about that? They didn't do anything about that. And there's a nice study from New Zealand, of all places, that just came out that says, oh, no, there's no trouble at all. Everything they criticized about the Choi experiment is exactly the same as this one, only they didn't even control for how much fluoride the kids got. I mean, what kind of study is that? Oh, this group and that group, well, you know, wait a minute, they could have gotten exactly the same amount of fluoride. Why do you say those groups are different? Of course there's no difference. And they're little teeny studies, and they only had 100 children in the community didn't have fluoride, but they had 140 children that took fluoride tablets. Well, what makes you think those children weren't in the low fluoride community? It's just a phony, baloney study. Well, who published it? Well, that would be the public health people. Who did the study? That would be an advocate for fluoride. So when you look at these studies, they're just so patently phony that you just can't hardly understand why these ever got into the literature. And they get into the literature because the government wants to shore up a very flawed program, and you know they get people advocate for
people working within the public health service who understand that they're poisoning our children, who know what they're doing. Why don't they speak out?
Well, when they do, they get fired. This is the policy of the public health service. They fire them and they say they're not a team player. And, you know, if you were in a medical hospital and you saw a doctor killing a patient and you reported it, well, you could get fired because you're not a team player. It's not the appropriate behavior, I don't think. So they've let a lot of public health workers go over the years, and you know, even attacked researchers. Phyllis Mullinax was attacked at Harvard. The Roger Masters at Dartmouth. Bill Hersey at the EPA. Bob Carton at the EPA. So that it's a very, very clear pattern is that if you don't toe the party line, it's no different than what happens in any other political life. If you're not willing to take the party line, then they're going to get you out of the party. And only this is our government doing this instead of a political party. So both parties support this, you know. It's not a Democrat or Republican thing. It's a patriot thing. If you allow the government to poison the children, you're going to lose your country. That it's just as simple as that, and that's people say, well, why do you get so upset about it? I get upset about it because it's not an appropriate way for this, people of this country to behave. That's what I say. And so there are a number of studies, and I think the most definitive was the 2006 National Academies of Science review of fluoride, where they went through, and not just like we're talking IQ, that there's a whole chapter in the NRC report on neurology and the effect of fluoride on the brain. But, you know, they also affects the endocrine function. It affects the your thyroid, your hormones. It affects the onset of puberty. It affects the bones. Your body has no need for fluoride, so it parks it in the bone. So over time, it accumulates in the bone, and it's linked to arthritic changes and bone fractures and that sort of stuff. And the list of things that fluoride goes on, I had one dentist says, oh, it could possibly call all those bad things. We'd notice it. Well, you know, no dentist has ever treated a person legally for a broken leg or a fractured hip. It's not within the license of a dentist. So what do you mean you'd notice it? You know, it takes computers and people looking at this stuff to see it. It's not something that, you know, you could sit in your easy chair and say, oh, Charlie and fluoride, and he broke his hip. That's insane. That's not how you find this stuff out. It takes big numbers. And when you take all the studies with the big numbers, you see the effect. If you take some little study that studied, you know, 100 kids someplace, you don't see the effect. And that's the problem, is that you get, humans are not like rats in cages. You know, you can't lock them up. So, you know, if you've got a small number of people, then you can't really say that there's a difference between them, because, you know, some people drink more water than others. Some people swallow the toothpaste, and some people have, you know, sealants put on their teeth. And so they end up with no difference in the two groups they're comparing if you use little numbers. And that's the trouble. People don't realize epidemiology is a very weak science. Is it where the solid science is animals in cages. You know, if you got a cow on a farm or a rat in a cage, you can determine what that animal eats and what it drinks. And so when you do that, you see a powerful effect. Rats drinking one part per million fluoride, which is the alleged beneficial level, had damage to the brain, arteries, and kidneys in just 52 weeks. That's the Varner Jensen study published in Brain Research in 1998. And so, you know, if you're going to damage a rat at the same level that we're supposedly good for us, then you're going to damage the brains of children. And it's not surprising that the IQ and intelligence of children decreases with exposure to fluoride. It's predictable. And what you can't get is you can't get any of the advocates for this procedure to, you know, to all drinking water fluoridation and to respond in an appropriate fashion. They basically immediately pull out their public relations programs and start telling us how good it is, how much money it saves, what advantage it is. But, you know, if you look at the tooth decay rate in this country, it's higher than many countries that don't allow any fluoride in their water. So if it's so darn good, how come we have a higher tooth decay rate? Do you think it could be the food we're eating? And, you know, the fluoride actually, and the more dental fluorosis, which one of the ways you can tell if children are getting too much fluoride is they get what's called dental fluorosis, and you have them get out in the sunshine and smile, you can see little white flecks in the teeth. Well, you know, if you weren't exposed to fluoride, you don't see the white flecks. My uncle, all dental fluorosis starts out white. My uncle was raised in Dighton, Kansas, and when the teeth came in, they had white flecks on it, but by the time he was, you know, 30, 40, his teeth were about the color of mahogany, because these white flecks are actually porosity in the enamel. It is that the enamel did not form normally, and so it's porous. So it picks up, you know, stain from coffee or, you know, in cigars or whatever else, and it turns whatever color the stuff that's in your mouth. And that's not normal. And that's the problem, is that you've made an abnormal tooth. Well, you know, if you now look at the Choi et al., Harvard study, Choi, Sin Guifan, and Philippe Grangine, that they've made abnormal brains as well. And so, as the research goes on, and you know, I don't know why it takes so long to go from scientific discovery to implementation. And, you know, the industry just gets in the way and says, oh, and they do what I call deny, deny, deny. They don't do any research. They don't want to do research. They know the answer. So they basically gear up their PR machine to say that, oh, those studies are weak, and Harvard, that's a crummy school, and those researchers are biased. But they don't do any studies of their own.
Hold that thought, David. If you're also listening, audience, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. That's poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. America is under attack.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there.
I picture in my mind.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds us over 4.5 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease each year. An early diagnosis of Alzheimer's gives your family a chance for maximum benefit from all the available treatments. Awareness of the warning signs and advice from doctors is critical in detecting Alzheimer's during the early stages. For listing to the 10 most common warning signs and resources, visit ALZ.org. This is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For more information, call 484-7981.
Well, I have to stand back here, I guess. Good morning, Dr. David Kennedy. David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they get to your books, your DVDs. Tell them about all the information that you have and how they can get in touch with you and get that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, this is a vitally important issue. How can they possibly be getting away with poisoning people? Very simply, the American media is totally under control. Six major corporations that control 90% of the media. If you haven't read the book, Custody, the New Media Monopoly, you need to get it based upon 30 years of research. We have four CD sets on media control and on thought control. We have four CD sets on water fluoridation. We have a talk on water fluoridation. We have many of David Kennedy's materials. You can get them by calling our 800 number, 800-544-8927. And if you haven't seen my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. We get into the background of water fluoridation and how it's being used to target black. But nobody's going to tell you these things. If you're out there in the listening audience, you need to be involved in telling others. Our number, 1-800, if you have a question, 1-800, pardon me, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. David, how can people get in touch with you and your material?
Well, if they've got a computer, they can basically go online and watch my latest videos and so forth, documentaries on my YouTube channel. It's David Kennedy DDS, all one word, DavidKennedyDDS. And if they've got a question, at the bottom of each one of those little videos, all I got to do is, you know, add and put a question in there, and then I'll answer it, because that's the that's what I do. It's my duty, is the to get more people involved in this, because it, you know, it's not my issue, it's your issue, because, you know, this is your country, and it's my country too. But if you don't step up and work for it, you're going to lose it. So YouTube is my primary way of communicating with people. And, you know, my phone number's listed and so forth, but it's a lot easier. And it helps other people. If you ask a question online, other people get to read the answer, so that I don't have to keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. We can talk to Ed, the whole world, by, you know, using the Internet. What's interesting about my documentary, Fluoride Gate, is that it's been widely accepted in Europe. It's going to be featured at the Lucerne Film Festival in Switzerland. And what's funny is Switzerland only had one town that was fluoridated. A little Bern, Switzerland was the only town that was ever fluoridated. And they're more interested than they are in San Francisco or New York. And those people have been fluoridated since the 60s. So anyway, or 50s for San Francisco. So anyway, it's a strange world we live in. And basically those of us that can read and write and pay attention are trying to move it in the right direction. So and thank you, Dr. Stan, for talking to your listeners, because and give us a call, because, you know, your questions are, other people are thinking the same question. It's just we're trying to move the country toward a healthier outcome, and that's not true of the media. It's not true of the government, actually. The you were talking about Agenda 21. Is it that is the you said it was a covert. It's overt. There's actually a clear statement of Agenda 21 is that they want to reduce the population of the planet down to 500 million people. Well, there's about six billion people on the planet, so that means that, you know, 5.5 billion people need to, you know, what, self-deport? You know, how are you going to get it down to that? That's, you know, and I have an airplane. I fly over the country all the time. It's not crowded down there. There's a lot of open space on this planet. So why they want to lower it to that number, I have no idea. It will destroy the economy. You know, look at what happens whenever you knock off a bunch of people. So it ruins the commerce, is what makes the lifestyle that we have. You know, the fact that Betty's dad always used to say, Betty said, "What are people doing here?" And she said, "Each other's laundry." And so we help each other, and then that makes the world go around. But adding fluoride to the water supply does not help the world go around. It makes it stop moving. And Dr. Sand will tell you it causes infertility. And so, you know, we have 1 out of 5 couples in this country cannot have children. They're involuntarily infertile. And that's, you know, should tell you that there's something really, really wrong with the health of this nation. And that's what it does tell me. And, you know, Germany has a whole program for helping native Germans have children. So our country, we just say, oh, well, you know, people, they don't need any more children. So infertility birth defects are associated with fluoride in the water, as well as lower IQ. But I think of the things, IQ is probably one of the more significant discoveries, because if you don't have children with high IQ, and they're not morons, they just you lose your genius, you lose the people that the Einsteins and the Edisons, the people that lead the research community into the next century with the discoveries. I mean, if you were riding a horse down the road in the Civil War, how could you have imagined cities totally lit up with electric lights? Edison did, and that's what we are losing. We don't have our forward thinking geniuses that help us move into the next century. And instead, we're still riding the horse. And so it's important that you understand this is about the future of our nation, not about your kids, my kids, and what's going to happen in your neighborhood. It's about what's going to happen in your country. Because if you don't have healthy children in this country, then this country ceases to lead the world. Well, this is the first country in the history of the planet that where the people actually were in control of the government. Everywhere else, they were under the thumb of the government. Well, we're getting back under the thumb pretty quick. Because if you don't have any really intelligent children, if you don't have any forward-thinking leaders, then you end up, marching in step with the automatons that tell you what to do every day, where to go every day, what to think every day. And that's the control of the news media, control of the educational materials. So, intelligence, it's a good thing to have. And you want your children to have the best life possible. And that if you dumb them down by having them brush with a fluoridated toothpaste, yes, kids get cavities. Iodine is far more effective about killing cavity bugs than is fluoride. And if you don't feed them sugar, that's what you buy in the store. Oh, goodness, we can control tooth decay with our wallet. We just don't buy junk food and don't feed the kids junk food. Have them brush with something that kills the germs that cause the tooth decay. And I wrote a whole book on the subject. It's called How to Save Your Teeth with Toxic-Free Preventive Dentistry. You can stop tooth decay by killing the germs that cause it. And you can starve them to death. You can brush them off your teeth. You can kill them on your teeth. And the iodine is what you kill them on the teeth with. So baking soda is what you kill them on the teeth with. You can stop tooth decay in its tracks with there's a fellow, a friend of mine has an ozone thing, and you put a little tent over the tooth and blast it with ozone and seal it up. You stop the tooth decay. You can just completely stop tooth decay. And then, when the cavities are too big or something like that, you blast with ozone.
Hold the thought, David. I number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Shavuot is coming on Sunday, June the 8th. New meeting location is Island Grove Park, located at 501 North 14th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Special guest speaker is Keith Johnson. Celebration music by the Mendez family and praise dancing with Marty Gale's Celebration Dancers. Go to the website ShavuotFestival.com. That's ShavuotFestival.com. And Lord bless and keep you. See you there. I picture in my mind.
Well, Doc,
Dan here. We're talking about the planned program to poison the people. Now, basically, most of Europe does not allow water fluoridation. They have some water fluoridation in Ireland and a little in Switzerland, but most of Europe won't allow it. Why won't they allow water fluoridation in Europe, David?
There are a number of reasons, and one of them is moral, is that you cannot give a person a drug without their consent. And so where's the consent of the drugged? We don't have that. And that was Sweden. It was by royal proclamation in Denmark and Holland. There are as many different reasons why they stopped it as the environmental. You know, there's arsenic and lead in it. There's health reasons, et cetera, et cetera. Kuopio, Finland was the only place in Finland, and they stopped it once the U.S. did a study showing that bone cancer was in the was caused by fluoride in young boys. And they never said that they'd found bone cancer in young boys in Kuopio, but they stopped immediately after that. So I think that they probably are not going to tell you why they stopped. But anyway, none of the mainland of Europe is fluoridated. There is a fluoridated country. It's called Southern Ireland. And when you compare the cancer rates in Southern Ireland versus Northern Ireland, Northern Ireland has no fluoride. They voted it out again and again and again, because the British keep trying to put it in, and that they have basically a huge difference in everything from breast cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, leukemias. There's a huge difference between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. Why is that important? Well, for one thing, it's an island. Is it that people are not getting in their car and driving from, you know, Denver over to Kansas City, so there's no variation in what they're exposed to. They're on an island. It costs money to get on an airplane, or it takes hours on a boat to get out of there. So it's a isolated community, and that lets you, and they're homogenous. The people in Northern Ireland are not that different than the people in Southern Ireland. So you're not comparing Africans to Indians. So anyway, it's a huge difference. And what do you get? Oh, well, you know, deny, deny, deny. So it's causing a whole host of problems. You won't realize the problems it's caused until they stop it. When they stop it, you'll see that the orthopedic surgeons will find their business is declining, because now they don't have to amputate a lot of legs because of the bone cancer. They don't have to replace knees and hips because of the arthritis, and that you can live to be your 70s and 80s and still be playing tennis. And instead of limping around with a cane. So there's a huge amount of things that are going on in our society that we consider normal, and that they're not normal. They're basically a symptom of damaged water. But Europe has been very forward-thinking in their protection of individual rights. We were the people that started the deal, but they're the ones that have carried it forward. They're the ones that are saying internet privacy is a right, you know, that they're the ones that want to, you have a choice on the water that you drink. That you, like France, you can go into a store in France and you can buy salt with fluoride in it, and you can buy salt without fluoride in it. Well, why is that? Well, that's your choice. You can buy toothpaste with fluoride in it, you can buy toothpaste without fluoride in it. That's your choice. So if you want to brush your teeth with a terrible poison, fine, go ahead, do it. But I'd prefer you brush your teeth with the fluoride-free salt. It'll kill the germs that cause tooth decay. Why not use something you can put on your hamburger and not kill you than to brush your teeth with? If you put fluoride in your hamburger, you're going to kill them. So it's silly to use poisons in your mouth. It's just children cannot spit out. And so, you know, the babies know how to suck the minute they're born. They don't know how to spit. And everybody knows when a child learns how to spit, because they start doing it. So, but when you actually measure, the kids don't get this stuff out of their mouth. You know, about half of it goes down their throat. So if you put a poison in their mouth and tell them to spit it out, then about half of it goes down their throat. Well, that's why they're telling you that you're not supposed to put more than a half of a pea-sized drop on the toothbrush, because that way you poison them slower. Well, I said, you know, don't put anything on a child's toothbrush that you don't find in your kitchen. And I don't mean under the sink either. I mean, you know, condiments or foods. You can use salt, baking soda, or oil of oregano. You can use all manner of different things that are perfectly good in cooking up a stew or making food, and it'll kill the germs that cause tooth decay. You don't have to use poisons to kill the germs that cause tooth decay. They actually can starve them to death. Don't feed them sugar.
Well, basically, Curtis David, this program is heard predominantly in Colorado. Are there any places in Colorado where there's an effort to get the fluoride out of the drinking water? Have they been successful? How can the people in Colorado stop having their children poisoned?
Well, I think in my favorite Colorado story is poisoned horses. It's on my YouTube channel. There's an 8-minute version and there's a 30-minute version. But in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, Kathy Justice, who has show horses, these are her pets, and these are beautiful horses. She's got a barn and a house full of ribbons and awards from all these beautiful horses that she's shown for years and years and years. And her broodmares were the ones that got sickest the quickest. And the broodmare basically drinks 30 gallons of water a day. Well, she lives outside of Pagosa Springs, but she got municipal water on the farm. And she finally figured it out right in the middle of the winter, when it's 40 degrees below, and they've got a heated trough of water for the animals to drink in the wintertime. And the animals were sitting there pawing at the snow and chewing up cold snow and not drinking the heated city water. And she's going like, how could that be? And basically she figured out that the animals themselves understood that the municipal water was poisoning them. And so she managed to hold meetings in the Pagosa, and she educated the entire city of Pagosa Springs. So if you can reach out to your community and talk to everybody in the community and let them know what's going on, they'll understand. And that's big cities like Los Angeles and so forth, you can't do it that way. But in little cities and little towns, you can do it all over the United States, and it's being done. I remember in Nebraska, I did a tour of Nebraska, and I talked to, I think, 6 towns, and 16 towns voted it out because everybody talks to everybody else. And they said, well, this is not a good idea. So that's what works, is that if you can talk to people and reach out and touch them and let them know what's going on, they'll understand. And they watch my video. You'll get to meet a nice, feisty horse lady and her husband, Wayne, basically defluoridated Pagosa. Well, what happened? Well, they're now trying to take the water supply away from the community of Pagosa and giving it to the government so the government can put fluoride back in. And they're doing it with money.
We're out of time, David. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Talk to you soon. Are you available tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, I am.
I'll tell you about it.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution,
you enjoy the program, and we do hope you'll call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get our four CD sets on Sydney Water Fluoridation. I get the DVDs and the book we have that David Kennedy has written, My Talk on Agenda 21. I get the information on water fluoridation. They're poisoning your children and your grandchildren. And basically, you need to talk to people. You need to have organizations in every community there in Colorado and get the fluoride out. If we can get people to understand that there really are evil and wicked people who are poisoning our children, they've done irreparable harm to them. It may be a turning point. It's certainly a very important issue. But you have to have an organized effort. Well, to be able to talk about it, and basically the first thing you do have to do is be informed yourself. Now you can go to David's website, you can go to my website, get the four CD set, and the books, and the tapes, and all the other things we have. That'll help to finance us. But the important thing is that you have enough information and that you are able to just start talking to people and make it a point to mention to five people every day how they're poisoning our children, how they're poisoning our children and our grandchildren. And basically the IQ studies show this. And this recent study out of Harvard, fortunately, most people do have access to the Internet. They can look this up and start talking to people. You have the greatest weapon in the world. You have the ability to communicate and try to get people to tell other people this is how we get the information out. And when people really understand the magnitude of the fact that there has been, for the better part of half a century, an organized effort to poison our children, it is not all simply about profit. A great deal of this is about the fact that we are involved in a battle against evil, organized evil. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And you need to understand the truly demonic forces at work in America today. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use it. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. And I don't know anybody else, 85, who's old, foolish enough to do what we do. But my wife and myself work without compensation. We have been for well over 20 years trying to educate people, and we are having an impact. The latest issue of Newsweek magazine is all about these crazy people who think there's a conspiracy, and they note that 25% of the population of America, and this is the educated population, believe there's a conspiracy, and you need to help get the information out. But it's more than a conspiracy. It is a demonic manifestation. There really is another dimension. The Bible is true. We are involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of man and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to go there, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters. Listen to our radio programs. You can hear them live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day, and then start talking to people. Do you care about America? Do you imagine what it would be like living in a country where freedom no longer exists? We're heading into cataclysmic and dramatic changes in America, and you need to begin making your preparations.